responsibly, not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ, old and well. Fruity, a quality product from Californian beverages.
Every day we open doors. New places, new beginnings, new possibilities. But some doors mean more than others, especially those leading to your home. With Access Bank mortgage loan for outside personal equity relief or mortgage refinance, that one door is closer than you think. Move from renting a house to owning a home today. Call our toll-free line 202 or visit any of our branches to get started. We're here to make owning a home possible for you. Access, more than banking.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like this quarter. After sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mate, who sees a bright future in the digital world. In Matilda's new lover, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first dead count. James Morgan, growing agro dealership in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing. This project is brought to you by Sandy Bank. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to tell your partner saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Free School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win that. Solutions, football, and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to plant a million trees at Absa.Africa Cancer Victory. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2023. Conditions apply. News
the headline. Ghana and Zambia sign visa-free travel agreement. ERB approves 42 licenses and permits with 3.74 billion kwacha investment. In global news, aid workers missing after airstrike hit South Sudan hospital. Presents the news, I'm Mr. Gilbert Thornton. Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama has announced that Zambia and Ghana have signed 10 memoranda of understanding aimed at strengthening bilateral cooperation and expanding trade between the two countries. Among the key agreements is a visa-free waiver, which will allow citizens of Zambia and Ghana to travel between the two countries without paying visa fees. President Mahama made the announcement while addressing the Zambian Parliament today, where he stressed the need for practical action to advance African integration beyond policy declarations.
Just this afternoon, we have signed 10 memorandums of understanding to work towards joint cooperation. Prominent among these is the memorandum of understanding to allow visa-free travel for all categories of passport holders between Ghana and Zambia. And so it means as of this afternoon when signatures were appended, Zambians don't need a visa to go to Ghana. And vice versa.
And President Mahama has urged African countries to increase the participation of indigenous companies in the extractive sector, emphasizing that greater local ownership is essential for sustainable economic development and value retention on the continent. He cited Ghana's experience following the establishment of the Gold Board, which generated over $1 billion in foreign exchange within 10 months of its creation.
Africa must exercise greater sovereignty over its natural resources if it is to create prosperity for its people. The era where we parceled out large-scale concessions to speculators who then turned around and flipped them for huge profits must end. We have the know-how, the technology and capital are available, and indigenous companies must be encouraged to participate in the extractive and mining sectors. We must support our indigenous private sector to capture the commanding heights of our economy.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 32 licenses and construction permits, recording a total investment pledge of 3.74 billion kwacha toward energy services delivery and infrastructure development. The ERB Public Relations Manager, Namukola Kasimba, says the approvals cover both renewable energy and downstream petroleum subsectors, reflecting broad-based growth across the energy value chain. Mrs. Kasimba explains that the approvals followed a meeting of the ERB Licensing Committee held on January 15, 2026, highlighting sustained investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector. She adds that the developments underscore the effectiveness of the regulatory framework administered by ERB in facilitating compliant and sustainable energy investments. Regarding downstream petroleum infrastructure, Mrs. Kasimba says the ERB have authorized the construction of 3 new retail service stations and approved the commissioning of 4 additional stations for operational use.
The ERB also approved the licensing of 205 petroleum transportation fuel tankers, thereby strengthening the petroleum supply chain, enhancing national distribution capacity, and supporting security of supply, respectively. In the renewable subsector, the ERB approved 4 licenses relating to the importation, supply, maintenance, and installation of renewable energy equipment and technologies critical to the expansion of energy access, particularly to decentralized and clean energy solutions. The ERB remains committed to the effective regulation of the energy sector in the public interest, with continued emphasis on compliance, operational efficiency, consumer protection, and long-term sector sustainability.
The Parliamentary Committee on National Economy, Trade and Labour Matters has denounced the low implementation of laws passed by Parliament despite receiving presidential assent. Speaking during a tour of infrastructure at the Occupational Health and Safety Institute in Kitwe today, where the committee addressed the institution's readiness following recent amendments to the Act, Committee Chairperson Sibeso Sekulo says they need to act on the implementation of laws regarding Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 15 of 2025. Ms. Sekulo notes that while Parliament continues to pass progressive laws, delayed implementation weakens their intended impact, especially in protecting workers' safety and health.
As parliamentarians, we do not want to just end up passing legislation. What is more, very, very important is to make sure that the legislation that is passed in Parliament is effectively implemented. Where implementation happens, that will make us very, very happy as parliamentarians. So often, we pass legislation in Parliament, but the implementation on the ground remains equal.
Meanwhile, Occupational Health and Safety Institute Director Martha Chakulimba revealed that occupational health and safety accidents account for 2.3 million deaths yearly, while coverage stands at 5% on the African continent. She revealed that currently, the institution attends to 200 to 300 people daily, affirming that the new role will send a strong statement that people's health and safety will not be compromised.